Change agents slash champions and the guiding coalition. Change cannot be just a top-down driven initiative. While necessary, this is insufficient. Change must also come from the bottom up, because first-line managers or workers best know the actual situation on the ground. Bottom-up change takes the form of change agents, also called change champions. Cotter goes one step further by recommending a guiding coalition that has wider representation than the usual change agents. A top-down and bottom-up change approach allows the direction, vision, and milestones to come from the top, and the specific schedule to be set by frontline managers serving as change agents. In this way, teams that can accomplish change faster can move at a faster pace than those teams that need more time. Also, the design team proposes solutions from the top down, and the change agents provide feedback from the bottom up prior to the deployment of the solutions. This can help ensure that changes are not unnecessarily complex. This top-down, bottom-up approach requires some ground rules to make it function well. One role of change agents or champions is to help the change sponsor be the best change sponsor possible. Change agents who have high levels of competency might provide coaching or feedback if the change sponsors is slash or not as visible as needed. Change agents can receive their own training and have required competency levels. One example of a way to assess change management competency is discussed next. Change Management Institute's Change Manager Competency Models. The Change Management Institute has a change management body of knowledge and competency models for three certification tiers, foundational, specialist, and master. The competencies of a change manager at each of these levels will reflect much of what has already been expressed about change management. This includes being capable of crafting an inspiring vision of the end state and explaining the why of the change so people comprehend the gap between where the organization is and where it wants to be. Desired personality traits of change leaders include being curious, asking the right questions, being open to new ideas, approachable, consciously dedicating time to engage with stakeholders, and enabling, supportive of people in different change stages, focused on removing blockers and reassuring to worried staff. Change leaders get as many people as possible to feel that they are a part of the change rather than a victim of it. Another important competency is courage, which is reflected in embracing the change through realistic optimism, personal growth, modeling desired behavior, investing time in the process, and making tough decisions as needed.